sinful? It depends on what you're doing it with.
Wait, what? Can I ask what question? What question did you ask?
Is it a sin to smoke weed?
Oh, why? Can I ask why you're asking that?
Just because, like.
You don't? Do you smoke weed?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to give you a gospel card.
Yes.
So if it's not like a sin to smoke weed, then I thought I was going to hell for smoking weed.
Well, there's more things than just one sin of smoking.
Yeah.
Marijuana could have medicinal benefits.
Yeah, because I have anxiety too. So.
Okay.
Let me throw one thing in here real quick.
I was asking.
Soberness. Soberness is the key. If you rub marijuana on your arm and it heals a wound, no problem. If it gets you stoned and out of your mind, then you're not sober, then that's sinful. So drinking to drunkenness is sinful. Anything that takes out of your sober mind. But test yourself. There's a lot more that's going to send you to hell than drinking, than smoking weed.
That's what I was saying, yeah.
And if she's interested, you could share the gospel with her.
Well, the gospel's on that card. I don't know. Would you like one, ma'am?
Yeah, test yourself.
You're sharing the truth. Test yourself to the gospel. I don't know if you go to church or not, but a lot of them are lying and they're teaching a bunch of lies, and we expose that on the back. They may say a semblance of the gospel of faith in Christ and then repenting. People just think that means feeling bad for yourself, but that's a turning of your mind, a point in time in your life when you change your ways and you turn toward Christ. And then if you do that with a willing heart, you'll be born again. He'll give you His Holy Spirit. You'll be born from above, born into His kingdom. And then if you love Him, as fruit of that, you're going to follow after Him in holiness and obedience and keep doing that until the day you die. So smoking is one sin of the many, many sins people have.
So if you just do
Christ.
One, then like you'll go to heaven. If you still just do one. If you just
Revelation 22:14-15 says if you love and practice one lie. Right. Can I give you one real quick that most of the churches teach? Jesus said He'd be in the grave 3 days and three nights. How many hours is that? 72.
3 days, three nights, 72.
The churches say He died on Friday and rose on Sunday.
So,
can you get 72 hours out of that?
3 days. It's a lie. That's, it's a Roman lie. Catholic lie.
The Bible says, one lie will leave you out of the gates of heaven. Ananias and Sapphira, they were killed in Acts 5 for one lie.
Ready? Can I throw this in? Adam and Eve, you heard of them?
Yeah.
How many sins did it take for them to get thrown out of the garden?
One.
So what we ask people, we love them, is what one sin, ready, that you haven't repented of? It's a sin you keep practicing that you haven't, that will keep you out of the kingdom. And can I just throw this in? Church doesn't change you. Church is a place you are on Sunday, and it's full of lies and false traditions. It is. Do you know, can I share with you folks? We just stood outside this church down here. They had a lady pastor. The Bible says that's not biblical. I don't know what you think about that, but the Bible's clear in that. Ready? They had a young man who's an atheist playing music to God there. Do you think Jesus Christ wants an atheist offering music to the Father? That happened at the Church of the Pines right there. So church doesn't change you. Being born again, like my wife was preaching the gospel, that changes you. So, and when you are born again, you have to come out of those false ways. We appreciate you listening. Well, our website's there, and you can, my wife has all kinds of resources to help ladies
who are seeking deeper truth. I encourage sisters. So test yourself to that. Don't believe just what we say. Don't believe what the pastors say.
Open the Bible.
Don't believe what anybody says. Yeah. It's the Word of God what you need. A willing heart, the Holy Spirit, and ask God to transform your life. And it will not look anything like what you are today. It will be totally different in the future. We came out of the world. We were worldly, carnal, partiers, drinkers, smokers, drug users, all of it. And when we repented and we changed our mind to follow after Christ, we lost it all. It's behind us. 2 Corinthians 5:17, you become a new creation.
Yeah, we were the worst of the worst.
And all things are new. It's like from ground zero. He will wash you clean.
We're no better. We're no better than anybody, but we're different. And one side of that card is the gospel. The other side is what's wrong with the church system. And you will have to come out of every false way. And the Bible says if you keep false ways and you keep man-made traditions, ready? In Mark 7, it says you worship God in vain. What would you think if I told you, you guys got to go, what if I told you all your church services, your worship and all that is in vain if you're not living holy and walking in truth? God says that means nothing to you.
Yeah.
We'll
that's
that.
Pretty frightening thought, isn't it?
And then come out of every false way.
I'll read the Bible myself. I won't.
Yeah.
Frick church.
Read the Bible, but then you got to obey it. Don't just read it, obey it. We love you, neighbor.
Obey it.